To reach stop 2, turn around and follow Mummersburg Road and College Avenue back towards the Gettysburg College campus. Moving toward the Gettysburg College campus, pass the dining center on the right, cross the street, and proceed left on Lincoln Avenue. Keep following Lincoln Avenue and cross North Washington Street. Stay on Lincoln Avenue until you come to the intersection of Lincoln Avenue and Carlisle Street. The Battery K monument is on your right, positioned next to college residence Huber Hall. Stop 2, Battery K of the 1st Ohio Artillery. In front of you stands the monument to Battery K of the 1st Ohio Artillery. On the 1st of July, 1863, the unit, under the command of Captain Lewis Heckman, came to Gettysburg with a complement of 118 men and 4 12-pound Napoleon cannon, like the one you see nearby. Arriving shortly after noon, the unit was placed in reserve with the 11th Corps Artillery to await further orders. In the middle of the afternoon, as the Union lines of the 1st and 11th Corps began to break, 11th Corps Artillery Commander Major Thomas W. Osborne ordered Heckman into position near this area. Heckman, a 40-year-old German confectioner from Cleveland, understood the dire situation of the order. He saw that his unit was being used as a sacrificial pawn. As the retreating men of the 11th Corps streamed past, running for their lives, all that stood between the routed Union lines and the oncoming Confederate onslaught was Heckman's 4 guns, standing in stark contrast to the fleeing mass of humanity before them. Heckman placed these cannons straddling the road facing toward Oak Ridge and held his position at all costs. Here was the 11th Corps, once again running from battle, carrying with them the cowardly reputation they had garnered at Chancellorsville. However, Heckman proved his worth, demonstrating that the Corps' reputation for cowardice was unjustly earned. On the ground in front of you, Heckman acted as the antithesis of what the 11th Corps was known for. While the infantry poured across campus grounds toward the town, Heckman's guns bombarded the oncoming Confederates, expending 113 rounds between the 4 guns. Many of these rounds were canister, tin cylinders filled with smaller iron balls which turned the cannons into large shotguns. While the damage done to the advancing rebels was severe, their broken ranks continued to advance toward the guns. All the while, cannoneers fell until the southern infantry nearly surrounded the guns. With a final rebel yell, the southern lines advanced on the guns. Heckman, sensing the danger, fired his last shots and succeeded in limbering 2 of his cannon before falling back. Hours later, safely on Cemetery Ridge, Heckman took stock of his situation. 2 men were killed outright, 11 were wounded, and a further 2 were missing. 2 of his guns fell into Confederate hands. Heckman's battery, however, had succeeded in buying valuable time for the Union withdrawal. More importantly, Heckman stood as one of the many members of the 11th Corps whose actions demonstrated the bravery and courage of the most maligned and berated corps in the Union Army.